It's the verse tonight from our One Night Stand trademark and a version of Interim, which has been a bit of a favourite on the show over the last few months. And the band, as I was saying, were first aired on the show last year through a chance encounter, really, at the fan club at The Verge in Kentish Town. And I now have Stuart from the band on the phone. Stuart, how are you doing?
Hello there.
Good to speak to you again. We actually kind of ended up spending the night together, Stuart, in a roundabout kind of fashion, didn't we?
Yes, we did, yeah. Yeah, it was, well, we went back to Val's afterwards.
Yeah.
You very nicely gave us a lift home in your car.
You've got to do these things every now and then. We should explain that Val is the person who runs the night at The Verge called the Fan Club, which is a bit of an electropop night, really, in general. And she puts on loads of different kinds of bands, but a lot of them do have a kind of electropop feel.
Yeah.
And you are one of the bands that has played at the Fan Club a few times, and you gave me a whole album's worth of material. Now, did that album actually come out, or was that just something you'd put together? Because it looked, well, like a professional release, really.
No, it was sort of a self-release thing. We did about 200 copies of it, and it was just sort of to sell at gigs and on our website and stuff. And we did that and got rid of them all, and then, yeah, in a sort of roundabout way, it sort of led to us getting this deal with Truck.
Right, and Truck, based in Oxford, as are you. So was that a kind of easy thing to hook up?
It was actually, because we know them. So, PC from Truck used to go to school with Ol and Paul.
Right.
And so they sort of, well, old badgered him for a while and said, how about putting out a release from us? And it took a bit of convincing, but eventually they agreed to it, and here we are.
Well, that's excellent. And Want More is the new album. Is it out now?
It is out now, yeah. It came out last month.
Right, in all good record shops now. And am I right in thinking that some of you have actually known each other since you were about five?
Yeah, well, me and Ola are cousins, so we sort of grew up together.
Mm.
And we've been sort of doing music since we were about eight.
Right.
So Trademark's not a new thing at all, really.
And has it always had this kind of style to it?
Yeah. I mean, we sort of started off with little children sort of electronic Yamaha keyboards and played around sort of on old dad's four track and stuff, and it's sort of grown up over the years into sort of synthesizers, which we've always been into.
Yeah. And so who are your musical heroes then?
Well, all sorts, really. We all like all the sort of the classic electronic bands like Kraftwerk and New Order and Pet Shop Boys and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then sort of we've all got our own little taste. Like Paul likes prog rock. Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean that as an insult. It's just you can't hear it in the music. Do you know what I mean?
No. Thankfully, Ol likes a lot of indie stuff, and I'm sort of more into the pop side of it.
Right.
We sort of all bring our own little bit to it.
And so you write together, but who writes the lyrics? Because I think one of the strong points about the songs is that they're great songs, and the lyrics have a real depth to them.
Yeah. Ol writes a lot of the lyrics. But sort of me and Paul have a hand in certain songs as well.
Mm.
So I suppose Ol's probably written more of the lyrics on the album than the rest of us. So.
And so what do you think will happen? Because it seems to me that there's quite an underground of new electropop bands that at the moment, in a way, don't really fit into things. Like, they're not really electro-clash. They can't ride in on that bandwagon, really. And yet that they write great pop songs that deserve to be in the top 40, but because they're kind of indie bands, people don't pay attention to them. Is it a tricky position to be in at the moment?
It is, yeah. I mean, we've got no idea what's going to happen, really, but we're sort of doing what we like doing and hoping someone else will like it, and I don't know, maybe something will happen.
Yeah. Well, you did actually get to play with the Human League last year, didn't you, which is pretty amazing.
Yes, that was great fun. It was really good how it happened, actually. A girl saw us at the fan club who really likes us, called Pauline, and she knows their programmer, and passed our CD over to him. And we actually had tickets to go and see the Human League on that night. And I think it was like the day before the gig or something, we got a phone call from their programmer. And he said, oh, hi, got your CD, really liked it. Do you want to come and support us? So we sort of said, yeah.
That's amazing. And how did that go down? How did the people like you?
Yeah, it was probably the best gig we've done so far, actually. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I bet. And so, I mean, have you been doing more gigs since then? I mean, are you out on tour or anything like that?
Yeah, we're not on tour as such, but we're sort of doing loads and loads and loads of gigs, sort of as many as we can, really, to try and promote the album, really, and sort of get people to buy it.
Because I think the more people who would get to hear this, the resistance would break down, because it's kind of irresistible, really. The songs are so good.
Yeah, that's what we'd like. It's sort of an uphill battle at the moment, but I think we're getting there.
Yeah, this is just the first step. It's upwards and onwards from here. Stuart, thanks a lot for staying in tonight and talking to me on the phone and tuning into XFM via the internet, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play another track from the session. This is Sign Love. What can you tell us about this track?
It's a metaphor for love using the simple metaphor, use that word again, of the sine wave.
Right, okay. Do you have science GCSEs?
I've got B in science GCSEs.
Oh, excellent, well done. Stuart, thanks again, and this is Trademark in Session, Sign Love on Exposure, XFM.
I turn to face the wall.